This is an unofficial summary of a meeting of the Alert Bay Council that took place on Tuesday, April the 14th. Present were Councilor Gordon, Councilor Granger, Councilor Hill, and acting mayor was Councilor McGregor. The mayor was off due to the COVID situation. Lyle McNish was present by phone, and Connie Larson, the deputy CIO, was present too. The meeting was called to order at 5 p.m. It was moved and seconded that the agenda be adopted. And then the minutes from the previous meeting, March 23rd, were accepted. There were no petitions or delegations, no old business. New business, there was a request by the BC Ferries captain to use Lane 4, April 26th to April 30th, for his fifth wheel. And we agreed with this, provided that permission was granted from BC Ferries, who actually, I believe, own that property. Public Works protocols were changed due to the COVID-19, and this item was provided for council information. Correspondence for action. The City of Prince George requests for favorable consideration of their UBCM resolution, and it was carried that the staff write a letter of support for Prince George. And City of Burnaby information two. It was moved and seconded that the information from the City of Burnaby received and filed. Correspondence for information. We had an update from the lawyers, Chan Noah Sad Boats update COVID and audit planning report. The UBCM 2020 Age Friendly Communities Program, the grant approval. Honorable Claire Trevina letter to Councillor Hill about golf carts, and the Province of BC information and links for government resources, and MP Rachel Blaney, COVID-19 emergency response, Rural Islands Partnership support for small business in BC, the SAI Global link to report on the ASC surveillance assessments for Maui, EOC outline of actions taken and upcoming actions, hour changes, BC Hydro response to COVID-19, NAMGUS First Nations, a courtesy copy of election results, and the BC COVID-19 Fisheries Committee, protocols for fisheries during COVID-19. Tourism Vancouver Island, support for tourism businesses, and Destinations BC and virtual tour visits for March 2020, and checklistings. It was moved and seconded that all these items be received for information. Council reports. Councilor Gordon attended a fire chief meeting via Zoom for the North Island during the current health situation. Local fire departments would not be assisting with BC ambulance calls. Councilor Granger attended a special meeting on March 25th regarding bylaw, participated in a teleconference with ministers and mayors, and attended two meetings with the EOC officials. Councilor Hill participated by phone in the special meeting on March 25th, 2020. I have not heard back from Protection Island regarding their use of golf carts there in the community of Protection Island. I received information on the tiny home village in Haida Gwaii and provided it to the staff. This is something I would like to incorporate into our official community plan, this tiny home village designation. And in speaking with other municipalities, it seems that many are unaware of the owner-builder program that we have here. This is supposed to be a program throughout BC, but a lot of communities are not paying much attention to it. Councillor McGregor attended the March 25th special meeting, participated in a teleconference with ministers and mayors, and attended a meeting for an EOC update. Staff reports. There was a Mount Waddington Regional Housing Needs Report project. This report was provided for information. The deadline for this project has been extended to November 15th. Engineering and project management cost. It was moved and seconded that the allocation of $11,935 to the sewer upgrade from the sewer reserve and the $18,130 to the drainage capital project from the drainage reserve has been approved and was carried. Adjustment to operational budget, other revenue items and taxation and utilities. This was provided for information. Relief in budget due to COVID-19. I had made a motion the previous meeting that we reduce the utility bills for restaurants and hotels in Alert Bay because we are not using the services, the sewer, the water, the garbage, to the extent that we were. I did not get a lot of support from the council on this, but you know, it was moved and seconded that that we do reduce the taxation a little bit for everybody. Anyway, it was moved and seconded that the council direct staff to establish the 2020 five-year financial plan based on the same overall taxation level of 2019, with decreases to the residential, light industry, and business classes, offset by the increase to utility property class, with the reduction of $40,165 and other revenue classes, given the anticipated reduction in user fees in 2020, and that the council directs staff to suspend capital expenditures until July 15, 2020, unless reviewed and approved by council, and that council approve the Arbutus Sycamore drainage project and the roof repairs at the campground, and that the council directs staff to process the first quarter 2020 utility bills and send them out for payment. There was no question period. We did have a motion to exclude the public under Section 91G of the Community Charter. We carried out an in-camera discussion of an item and then moved back into the regular meeting, and the meeting was adjourned at 6:25 p.m. Thank you.